Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
All right, yeah, I better leave Jim a note here before I take off on this trip. Let's see. My dearest Jim. No, that's not right. No. My best co-host and longtime friend, Jim. No, that's not right. Hey, buddy. No, too informal. Let's see. To Jim, my friend, co-host, partner in podcasting, and guy with excellent beard. No. Forget it.
Patrick, we took a few days off, but yeah. We are back now for the mm-hmm. peoples.
It's Monday.
I just kind of laid around the house a little bit watching game shows, but you actually were out of town a bit.
Yeah, and you know, given our current lockdown situation, pandemic situation, you want to be careful about doing these kind of trips and things like that, travel. You have to be careful. But this was a very important event. Very happy to say our middle offspring, MJ, earned a master's degree from the University of Wisconsin. So very, very proud of that. And not only that, also landed a job just about a week after graduating. So that was just thrilling that, you know, in our current economic environment, you know, things are really tough. But to land a job after all that hard work is very exciting. So long story short, the plan was for my wife and I, Sheila, to drive from Falls Church out to Madison, Wisconsin. That was day one. So we did that on the first day.
Yep.
And the second day, we got up real early, loaded all of MJ's belongings into our Kia Soul, and then a rented van that we got. Really more of an SUV than a van, because Sheila and MJ had to ride in that. So we barely crammed all the belongings into those two vehicles, and then we took off back home. Originally planning to go to North Carolina, where MJ is going to be working, but we had a slight problem with the housing, so we trucked it on back to Falls Church, and we drove. We didn't leave Madison till about one, and we drove all the way to about Columbus. There's a town called New Albany, Ohio, I think, where we ended up spending the night in a little roadside flop house there, and then drove the rest of the way. So what you're about to hear, and I want to thank everyone who said they liked my previous travelogue when I went out to Bourbon and Beyond. Obviously, totally different circumstances this time, but I really appreciate the people that said they liked that and wanted to hear more. So you're going to get it, folks, for better or worse. But Jim, I got to tell you, what you're going to hear is only the third day of the trip. On the first day when it was Sheila and I, it became very clear that no recording was going to be allowed by my wife. She did not want to appear on the tape. Yep. She didn't want to hear me talking to myself and making observations. So that was out. And the second day, tapes were recorded, but they've fallen into the wrong hands. Some hands that I can't really talk about at this moment. But if you listen closely to this, to this travel log, you'll hear a small portion of those currently lost tapes. They're not lost. I know where they are. They're in hands where they need to be retrieved, and there may be some wrangling that needs to be done. But you're going to hear the unexpurgated third day from New Albany, Ohio, back to Falls Church.
Okay. All right. So you got that all set. It's ready to go.
It's all queued up. I threaded it up. I mastered it. I took out some of the curse words and you know, screeching tires and all that. It's all ready to go. Okay.
All right, so I guess we're gonna hear that now. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And here we go.
Roll tape.
Hey guys, Patrick here. Just checking in. Boop, 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 boop. Hey, just woke up here. Well, been awake for a little bit, but somewhere outside of Columbus, stumbled into a groggy dawn. But the skies are clear. The fences are white picket, And the allergies are up, and we are going to roll out. We're packed up, we're ready to roll. Just saw the other half of my caravan off. I'm going to be bringing up the rear here in the green. So I'll be checking in along the way to let you guys know what's what. Hey guys, Patrick checking in. Just wanted to say, wow, what an amazing world we live in. I'm able to drive down a highway here close to New Albany, Ohio, looking out at the farmlands and the manufacturing of America's great heartland here. 70 miles an hour, cruising along, and able to use my technology, my phone, to check in on a live football match from Germany. Pretty amazing. So I'm not watching it, of course. I've got on the audio. It's Bayer Leverkusen against Bayern Munich there in the Bundesliga. And just a quick update, Bayer Leverkusen have taken early, surprising 1-0 lead on the champs, the defending champions. I think eight years in a row, Bayern have won the Bundesliga title. We'll see how the German giants respond to this one. I'll keep you posted as I roll along here on SuburbsPod.com. Hey guys, Patrick checking in. Just had a thought as I passed a couple of motorcyclists here on Route 37, it looks like, plowing through the heartland of Ohio. I'd love to ride in a sidecar of a motorcycle someday. I don't know why. It's just a strange thing. If anyone's ridden in a sidecar, I'd love for you to call in right now on the hotline, 1-800-SuburbsPod.com, and let me know about your experience. I think it would be cool to do, and it seems like nowadays, just observing some of the motorcyclists out here on America's highways and byways, and encourage everyone to be extremely careful and aware of motorcyclists. They are just as valid as any mode of transportation out here. Don't let anyone tell you different. It seems now like if you got two people on a bike, on a motorcycle, you can actually get these little headset systems where you can kind of clearly talk to each other over the, you know, the noise of the wind rushing through your helmet and all that. So if anyone has ridden on a sidecar or in a sidecar, probably more appropriately, let me know. I'd love to hear about your experiences. Call or write in today at suburbspod.com.
Oh, says Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to Box Hill they did ride.
Hey guys, quick update. Kingsley Coman has just equalized for Bayern Munich. It is now 1-1. Hey guys, Patrick here. Just a couple quick updates from the road. Several, actually. Number one, Bayern Munich has gone ahead 2-1 at the end of the first half, almost at the break. Looks like they're exerting control there over Leverkusen. If this domino falls, I would say go ahead and hand Bayern their eighth or ninth, I'm not sure which, consecutive Bundesliga title. Number two, I'm on Route 70 now, plowing out toward Wheeling, West Virginia. I've got 94 miles. I'm not sure if I'll be crossing any other states between Ohio and West Virginia. I do need to check the map. Things get real weird up there with Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia. They're all kind of tangled up in some sort of weird conflagration. I think that goes back to the Civil War days when they divided up all those states after the war. Next, I'll tell you, I'm right here behind a Pilot truck, and I got to say, man, love our America's truckers. I love the Pilot truck stops. I've tried to stop there to get fuel when I can. They always have a good price. And they have the advertisement on the back of the truck. It says the best coffee on the interstate. Now, I want to point out something interesting to you guys. I don't know if you know this. There are two kinds of states, highway-wise. Back when Dwight D. Eisenhower designed the interstate system, he also designed something a little lesser known called the intrastate. That's I-N-T-R-A, whereas the other kind is I-N-T-E-R state. So, basically, what you need to know about that is an intrastate just goes within your own consecutive state. So an intrastate would just be in Virginia, for example, or just in Ohio. An interstate goes between states. So just so everyone's clear on the different kinds of states designed by Dwight D. Back in the 50s, I believe, is when he rolled out the interstate system. It was a grand vision. And they just started milling and paving and got it all done. All right, I'm driving straight into the sun here. It's a Saturday morning. Plowing straight on in back to the eastern seaboard here. You don't have to worry. She needs your hand, though your eyes are blurry. She is getting thin. You are growing gray and white. And you don't know how to tell her as you say goodnight. Hey guys, Patrick here. Just pulling in to the outskirts of Wheeling, West Virginia. Just want to take a moment to say, hey, let's put in a word for the history of Wheeling, West Virginia in music. Wheeling Jamboree was one of the first big, successful radio programs and live concerts that were out there. You know, the Grand Ole Opry obviously is the most famous one. But Wheeling was doing one, the Jamboree, back in the 30s, and I think, I'll have to double check this, I think continuously they've been doing it since then. And that's a lot of years. That's something like 200, 212 years, something like that. And it gave many artists from this part of the country, you know, who weren't necessarily based down around the South or down around Nashville, but played music of the Appalachians or the Blue Ridge Mountains, things like that, gave them a chance to, you know, get heard, get stardom, get shows, and really spread their wings. And a lot of artists would, you know, base themselves around this area, the Ohio, West Virginia area. They would, you know, basically go out and play during the week, Monday through you know, Sunday through Friday, and try to be back in Wheeling Saturday night for that Jamboree. And right here, you know, the Ohio River sort of separates Ohio and West Virginia here, and Wheeling is a pretty interesting place. There's a lot of history here, and I think, you know, music wise, it's something for people to take note of. They may not know the history of that Wheeling Jamboree. So just letting you guys know what I know. As I am doing a one-lane drive here with some construction through the downtown of Wheeling, a lot of brick buildings, looks like all very old structures. Seems like it'd be a really cool place to check out sometime. And I know they still do the Jamboree from somewhere around downtown Wheeling. So just what I know. Now, I will tell you this, not too far from Wheeling. What is it? That's right, Moundsville. had to take a little detour based on the construction that was happening outside of Wheeling and just on the outskirts here. But as I'm coming down this street, it's the intersection of Junior Avenue and I think Main Street here. There's Gumby's Beer and Cigarette World. Their drive-through is open, and the line is long, very long. So if you're planning to make a run to Gumby's Cigarette and Beer World today, you might want to leave yourself a little extra time because there was a very long line. I'm counting, let's see, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 cars in line right now for Gumby's. So budget in a little extra time. And I will check in with you guys later. I'll be passing through Washington, Pennsylvania before too long. Hey, guys. Patrick checking in. Can somebody get this cheese popcorn away from me? Thanks. Hey, Patrick checking in with everybody. Just want to let you know, roll the windows down here as I'm coming out of Wheeling and heading into the West Virginia mountains. Just rolling down the windows. Just get a good deep drink of that summertime West Virginia air. Smells good. I will tell you, there's a lot of construction around here right now, so if you're headed this way, use caution as always. Maintain your distance in these highway work zones and give your highway workers a break. They're out here busting their butts 6 to 7 days a week to try to make these improvements to the nation's highways and byways. Hey guys, Patrick here, just climbing up into the mountains of West Virginia. You know, at some point later this afternoon, when I get deep into the heart of the state, I definitely plan to listen to Steve Earle's excellent new album with the Dukes, Ghosts of West Virginia. If you haven't heard it, I talked about it on a recent new music episode on Rock in the Suburbs. Highly recommend it. It's a beautiful album. But interestingly enough, another thing I want to share with you guys, I downloaded the other night off of the Kindle, the memoir written by Steve Forbitt, probably most famously known for Romeo's Tune around 78, 79, something like that. Very, very interesting book. I won't go into too many specifics because I'll probably talk about it on an upcoming book nook. I don't even know the title off the top of my head or when it was written, but about three quarters of the way through it, I really enjoyed it, plowing through it. And one thing he talks about in there is music that soothes him. And one of the things he repeatedly mentions in this book is John Cale's album 1919. And that's a super favorite of mine as well. If you've never heard this album, man, it is so beautiful. It is soothing. The lyrics are incredible. The arrangements are gorgeous. It's not the Velvet Underground-ish in any way. At least for the albums that Cale was in VU, unless you consider some of that pastoral stuff like Sunday Morning. But check this album out if you don't know it. It's just gorgeous. I'm going to put it on for a little bit right now. Why don't we hear a little something from John Cale's 1919?
Andalusia, when can I see you? When it is snowing out again, Farmer John wants you louder and softer, closer and nearer than again, needing you, taking you.
Hey guys, Patrick, it is 12:26 and it is time to check the pickle. 94.2, the pickle, a big pickle at the Pittsburgh area, and also 1400 AM, the pickle. Right now they're playing Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic by The Police. I'm not going to play this track for you, but I will tell you this. I know a person who I'm fairly close to in my life who really thinks this is the best song recorded by the duo, the trio, I should say, Andy Summers, Sting, and Stu Copeland. Man, hey, take that statement for what it's worth, man. It's worth pondering that if you got a minute here on Saturday afternoon. Just stop and ponder that statement for a minute. I'm passing by an oversized load truck right now, so I've got to pay attention. But I will check back with you guys when I get around it. Hey guys, Patrick here. It's weird. I was scanning through the radio stations here as I pass Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. That's a town that I really like. It's about 24 miles outside of Morgantown, 57 from Clarksburg. And I hit upon 107.5 The Fox, Classic Rocks. And I'll tell you, they were also playing The Police. A little weird to hit another Police song right in a row. This is still a pretty popular band, this trio from the UK, but the song was Message from a Bottle, and I'll tell you, there's a line in there where the lead singer Sting says there's 100 million castaways looking for a home, and I just got to say, I think that figure is way too high. I don't have time right now to do the research. I will when I get a chance, but the last figures I saw on castaways were way lower than that, so I'm not sure if that's allegory or something. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there for the record. I'll keep scanning. If I hit another Police song, I'll get back to you guys right away because, you know, twice may be a coincidence. Three times, that could be a trend. Hey, guys, it's Patrick. Just a thought as I cruise through the beautiful mountains here in Pennsylvania up near the West Virginia line. Please remember to take care of your lakes and rivers anywhere near you. I mean, there's so many beautiful lakes, rivers, streams, creeks, fjords, ponds and things here in this part of America, and some parts I know have more than others. I know I've been up around Minnesota. There's somewhere around 10,000, 100,000 lakes up there, and a lot in Illinois too. I was very surprised to see those lakes and rivers so numerous in number. But please try to take care of them. Don't litter inside of those lakes, rivers, creeks, etc. Oceans as well, you always want to keep them in mind, and bays. Just try to keep those healthy and clean if you can. And if you have a minute, take a stroll and bring along a receptacle of some kind, and just pick up a little trash if you see it there. That's always something that will help out our environment. So I just wanted to pass that thought on as I was pondering some of these different lakes and rivers and creeks and things that I've drive over and around and see in the distance there. So luckily no Police has come up on the scan, and that's good news. I do want to tell you also to catch up on a little business. That CD I found in the glove box without a case or a booklet of The Unforgettable Fire, played about, I'd say, six of the tracks. I think there's maybe about 11 tracks on that album. Couple of the ones I liked came through pretty well, though, so that was good. They just wanted to clean up that bit of business. Trucking it on. Guys, Patrick checking in with a thought, maybe a suggestion, I guess would be a better way to put it. as you're driving along America's highways and byways, heading back to the eastern seaboard from where I was, going through the mountains, you see a lot of these signs that tell you what kind of food, hotel, rest, gasoline is at the next exit. It's real interesting. I mean, you pretty much see a McDonald's sign on every... But there's a movie called The Founder starring Michael Keaton. And I watched a little bit of that movie, and I got to tell you guys, it was pretty good. So if anyone wants to finish that up and let me know how that comes out, I would suggest that would be a good idea. I could get back to it myself. I got a few other ones in the queue, but I thought it was pretty well done. You also see Nick Offerman in that movie of Parks and Recreation fame, who plays one of the McDonald brothers, the actual founders, and seems to be like it's going to be pretty interesting the way it all works out, because I don't think Michael Keaton's character is necessarily going to be playing, you know, all of his cards on the table. He might have put a few up his sleeve, if you know what I'm saying. So check that movie out. Also on the topic of movies, I was pretty disappointed by Bohemian Rhapsody. I saw it on the small screen. I didn't see it in the theater, but I heard, you know, some of the concert sequences were pretty great in the theater with the big surround sound and other people cheering you on there. But I wasn't all that impressed by it. I kind of say I like the Elton John movie a little bit better, even though, as many of you know, I'm not a huge fan of musicals.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone. Should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up for you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be.
Guys, Patrick here. An idea just popped into my head. I wonder if anyone has ever made an entire album about hats. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a big fan of the ball caps, but there are many, many kinds of hats, and it seems to me there could be a good concept album in that, all about hats. I'll double check when I get a chance.
What if you wanna see the sunrise?
Thing that's really interesting when you're traveling with a co-pilot or partner or something like that, as you guys may know, my wife and I drove out on Thursday all the way to Wisconsin from Falls Church in one day. That was a haul and a half, man. But what you can do is when you come up to a town, you know, the person not driving, because, you know, everyone's phone is sort of a computer now. It's a little computer when you think about it, because it's got a calculator, it's got a, you know, an internet thing. So what you can do is go online and see what kind of notable people, folks, have come from a certain town that you might be passing by. Columbus, Ohio, I found to be very interesting, because just some off the top of my head, some of the people I remember from Columbus, Nate Tiny Archibald, the basketball player, Soupy Sales, the comedian, Rod Laver, the tennis player, musician-wise, Stevie Ray Vaughan was from Columbus. Also, let's see, who else? Who is that guy that played guitar in the Love and Spoonful? Zal Yanofsky. He was from Columbus, Ohio. Also, Jack Nicklaus, the famous golfer, was from Columbus. Many others. It was very, very interesting. Woodrow Wilson, the politician, also from there. And a couple other people. It was really, really interesting. So that's just a little travel and tip to pass your time, is just grab a, you know, a friend who's going with you and say, hey, we're coming up on, right here, for example, we're coming up on Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Why don't you see who's up, you know, of note from Uniontown? And that's a lot of fun.
Brothers and our sisters in many far-off lands, there is power in a union. Now I long for the morning that I realize brutality and unjust laws cannot defeat us. But who'll defend the workers who cannot organize, and the bosses send their lackeys out to cheat us? For his own, who comes to speak for the skin and the bone? What a comfort to the widow, a light to the child. There is power in a union.
Hey guys, Patrick. Just wanted to give you guys a quick update. The late kickoff from Germany has concluded. Borussia Dortmund got a 1-0 win, but it wasn't easy over Hertha Berlin. The gap at the top is 7 points with 4 matches to play. Just can't see Bayern slipping up in that way. I think probably be a couple match days here, and the European giants, Bayern, will wrap it up, and maybe they can concentrate on the for the European Cup, depending on how that schedule works out. Still climbing and dipping here in the mountains of Maryland. It's gorgeous, though. Big white fluffy clouds today all over the place. Blue skies, temperatures at 87, so quite warm for a June day on the eastern seaboard here. But I'm glad to be back a little more securely in the eastern time zone. I'm just passed through the historic town of Cumberland. I'm coming upon a couple towns. Hagerstown is coming into view here, 2:24 eastern time. I'm going to keep you guys posted as I roll it all the way back into Falls Church. Here's a little selection that I predict you guys are going to enjoy.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Hey guys, Patrick. Just checked the pickle. 92.1, the big pickle. And 1400 AM on the box, on the tune right now, it's Manfred Mann's Earth Band, Blinded by the Light.
Some brimstone baritone, any second rolling stone, preacher from the east. Sets deep from the dictaphone, hit it in.
guys, Patrick, just really quick to follow up there with the pickle, man. It's a fantastic cover that Manfred Mann's Earth Band does of Blinded by the Light. I mean, the way they pull out Calliope Crash to the Ground. Brilliant. But got to tell you, the pickle followed it up with Vogue by Madonna. Ooh, that's hurting me. I'm going to put this pickle back in the jar. Hey, guys, Patrick. As I peel a little closer to Frederick, Maryland here, driving through the forests of Maryland, can't help thinking about that Springsteen cover, early cover by the Manfred Mann's Earth Bands, and trying to think to myself mentally, like, go through those first two albums before Bruce completely abandoned his New York City street poetry style for the vaster expanses of Born to Run and all that followed. So I said, like, okay, let's pull four songs off each album, like that would be, you know, a little mixtape. And here's what I came up with. So I'd have to go with off of the first album, Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey. I'd have to go with Growing Up, For You, absolutely Spirit in the Night, man. It's probably my favorite track on the whole album. And then gotta go with It's Hard to Be a Saint in the City. Those would probably be my four from that album. And the second one, it's really hard when you look at it and think about it. Absolutely, though, you got to take E Street Shuffle. I personally got to go with Kitty's Back. I know that, you know, some live versions from the classic period, you know, are considered better. But, you know, I got to go with that one. I have to go with Incident on 57th Street. And, you know, of course, you got to take Rosalita. But that's tough, man, because it leaves off 4th of July, Asbury Park, Sandy, and it also leaves off New York City Serenade, which by itself may not be that great of a individual track, maybe compared to some of the others, but the way it closes out that second side of the album.
It's midnight in Manhattan. This is no time to get cute. It's a mad dog's promenade. So walk tall. Better don't walk it off. Fish lady, oh fish lady, she makes them tenement walls. She won't take corner boys. They got no money, and they're so. I said, hey, babe, I'm easy. Won't you take my hand? Walk with me down Broadway. Oh, mama, take my arm and move with me down Broadway, yeah.
Hey, guys, Patrick, just one thing I wanted to check in and tell you. With all you guys, is that got to say a big thanks to 92.1 1490 AM The Pickle. Been rolling it on. Appreciate all you folks listening in on your radios, wherever you are, FM dial, AM, and across the internet, of course, worldwide. We appreciate every single one of our listeners and all your contributions to our community. Missed the Hootenanny last night. It was the first one I missed, so I really hope it went well. I'm hearing good things on the internet and just through the general grapevine. I've been getting a few letters, telegrams, and calls as I've been cruising along. So it's great to hear that everyone had a good time. And you know what? I'm going to check in here when I get in Virginia, but coming into Montgomery County, and I tell you, the amount of cars here is just quadruplified. Man, there's many, many more cars and much closer together. So definitely two hands on the wheel until we get into the home state. Hey guys, happy to report rolling across the Potomac River into the home state of Virginia, and on my own mix right now, it's Sparky's Dream by Teenage Fan Club. It's a good welcome home song. Enjoy it.
Yeah. there it is, guys, pulling on in to Falls Church. So glad to have safely made it back to the hamlet of FC. And in celebration, I think nobody said it better. Umbarumba by Jorge Ben. All right, guys, trips log, 05:02 p.m. hours. Last piece of the puzzle here, returning the rental vehicle to the rental vehicle place. We picked this vehicle up in Madison, Wisconsin, and we're bringing it back to Fairfax, VA, which is a hop, skip, and a jump over from Falls Church. Just want to wrap it up and say, you know, real thankful we made it back in one piece, got all the belongings where the belongings need to be, and put the final piece of that puzzle in place to start MJ's career. So pretty exciting all around, and man, it is feeling like summertime here in the Nova. Plenty of heat, gobs of humidity. So it looks like we're in it for the long haul this summer. It's going to be a long, hot summer, either way you slice it. Just want to say again, thanks to Trip Bacon for the awesome mix 2019, and thanks to myself for putting that in the glove box when I didn't know it. And just thanks to the Pickle again for keeping us going. Thanks to the beautiful wind farms of Ohio and Illinois. And just thanks to everyone out there who's trying to stay safe, to our truckers, to everyone out there on our highways and byways who's trying to do the right thing for safety, justice, equality, and a better planet for all of us. So this is Patrick signing off. Hope you enjoyed this trip log, and it wasn't. And I'm going to leave you guys with this eternal classic here on SummerSpy.com.
Looks like it's going to be a great day today to get some fresh air like a stray on a straightaway. Hey you, got a light? Nah, a Bud Light. Early in the morning, face crud from like a mud fight. Looky here, it's just the way the cookie tear. Prepare to get hurt and mangle like Kurt Angle, rookie year. The rocket scientist with the pocket wine list. Some even say he might need some psychiatrist. Doom, are you pondering what I'm pondering? Yes, but why would the darn thing be wandering? She's like a foundling, barely worth fondling. My posse's on Broadway like Mama, I Want to Sing. Mad plays the bass like the race card. Villain on the case to break shards and leave a face scarred. Groovy dude, not to prove to be rude, but this stuff is like what you might put on movie food. What is jalapenos? Get it like a whooping when you holler at your seniors. Dollar, he can overhear the hashish fiender. He just came from over there, the grass is greener. Last wish, I wish I had two more wishes. And I wish they fixed the door to the Matrix's mad glitches. Spit so many verses, some time my jaw twitches. One thing this party could use is more.
So I didn't have a lot of prep time. So I looked in the glove compartment here of the Kia Soul that I'm driving. My wife and MJ are cranking it back in a rented vehicle with a lot of other stuff. But I got two compact discs here in the glove compartment. That's it. There's a bunch of other strange things in there that maybe I'll go into later. But I'll tell you what. One of them is Awesome Mix 2019. So it's great to have this CD here. So excellent. And the other one is a CD of U2 that's falling down as I talk. It's a CD of U2's Unforgettable Fire without the case. So we'll see. That thing's been riding around in there for years probably. So we'll see how these play. But I'm so glad to have the Awesome Mix 2019. I'm going to put this on now, and I'll report back on some of the great selections.